Today we speak to a broadcast media executive who's been in the game for about 20 years. He has a good and diverse understanding of the African broadcast landscape and has expertise that spans multiple content genres that include sports, documentary, soaps, news and current affairs, among others. He's been at the forefront of assisting Africans tell their stories and is passionate about empowering the youth, both in terms of telling their stories and securing progressive job opportunities for them. Well, to tell us more about his career journey and the kind of impact that he and the organizations that he's worked for have had on the African broadcast landscape, I'm joined on the line by Monde Twala. He's the Senior Vice President of Viacom CBS Networks Africa. Thanks very much, Monde, for joining us. Just start by telling us where you grew up.
I'm a Soweto boy, born and bred, you know, born in Baragwanath and grew up in Dube, Soweto.
Wow, okay. And what was your educational path at tertiary level?
Well, I started off, after graduating from high school, I went into marketing. You know, I went into marketing, did my IMM. Once I got done with that, obviously went into working, started off at the SABC many moons ago, in corporate communications, eventually moved to sport. And then I moved over to ETV about three and a half years after that.
In what capacity were you working at all these organizations, all in the area of marketing communications?
Yeah, it was mainly marketing communications, you know, eventually moved from corporate communications and at the SABC into, I've always been fascinated by, you know, storytelling, fascinated by television and my love for sport. I landed an opportunity as the media liaison for SABC Sport, which was Top Sport at the time, under Edward Griffiths and Kehla Zwane. I learned quite a lot from both gentlemen who kindly mentored me into the industry. Eventually moved across, like I was saying, to ETV, where I then managed, the local productions, sport portfolio, and eventually over time, in numerous roles, but eventually, as the MD for ETV at the time and running the business. And Viacom, CBS then knocked on the door. I was, I've always been fascinated with content, international content. I think Hollywood has always been an attractive ambition for a young Soweto boy.
Mm.
And I guess I'm continuing, the journey to continue to build and inspire and make sure that I add value in terms of broadcast media.
Wow, that is quite a breadth of experience that you've just shared with us. So now you're the Senior VP, Vice President at Viacom CBS, and it sounds like you've spearheaded a lot of progression with African projects. Just tell us about some of the work that you and your teams have been doing in helping Africans to tell their stories, express their culture and so on.
No, absolutely. I think the MTV Africa brand, launched about 16 years ago on the continent, launching MTV Base, MTV coming into the market, obviously evolving over the years. We now have, the Nickelodeon brands. We've got Comedy Central, including BT Africa. So, that's our portfolio. Generally, that's our portfolio in market. We drive a lot of energy around youth entertainment and obviously kids programming. And it's a fair balance, it's a fair balance of, obviously the international pipeline content that we bring into our channels, but also making sure that over the years, we continue to broadcast and produce, specifically African skewed content with the view of using our platform to really, change the narrative. Taking Africa to the world is a key and very important, element in our DNA.
Yes.
And we do this through, multiple projects. We've just launched, Africa Day benefit concert for the second year running, partnership with YouTube and Idris Elba, which was very, very successful. Last year, we highlighted, COVID and obviously, trying to, inspire Africans to, to find African solutions to African problems and challenges. That's a big part of what we do as Viacom CBS Africa, really leveraging our platform to connect with young people, inspire them, you know, produce cross-border content. You know, our business, you know, we've got offices here in Bryanston, and we've got offices out in Lagos. You know, so we've really been committed to making sure that we can continue to produce content that resonates with Africans globally.
Yes.
And of course, you know, showcase African talent. You look at the growth of, you know, you look at the growth of Afrobeats, you look at the growth of African music. You know, I think definitely Viacom, CBS, MTV, BET has been in the forefront of making sure that we give young African talent an opportunity to shine amongst the best. You know, you look at the BET Awards, the BET Awards, you know, Black Coffee won a BET Award a couple of years ago. Burna Boy, Davido, you know, from Nigeria.
The list goes on.
The list goes on, man. And I think there's great appetite in the rest of the world, you know, for African content, for African storytelling, African music, and African creativity. You know, we are rooted in culture. And it's an amazing and colorful space to work in.
And I was going to say,
super proud of that.
I was going to say, there is the potential. Traditionally, you know, we've always all been influenced by American culture, maybe to a lesser degree, you know, to British culture. But definitely when it comes to, you know, music and just approach to things, the American flavor has always come through. So there's a potential as well for Africans to also influence other societies that have traditionally influenced us.
Completely. We have an amazing opportunity, I think, as Africans to really take the narrative to the rest of the world, you know, to really showcase talent, you know, script writing, storytelling. I mean, we've just launched, BET just launched Isono, our very first BET Africa telenovela, you know, out of the market. And you know, we've just launched it, obviously, for the African market on the BET channel, and also launched it in France, you know, for BET France. And it's great to see, you know, the great momentum that our stories, you know, making sure that we can produce stories that travel. I think that's very, very important in terms of the work that we do. We've just launched Black Tax, you know, which is our sitcom. We're going into a second season of Black Tax, our sitcom. You know, also, once again, you know, it's making sure that we're telling stories that have the ability to shape, you know, a different and a representation of a colorful, diverse, inclusive African narrative.
Is Black Tax what I think it is, which is the fact that many African people, when they earn their salary, they're having to make sure that they support X number of people. Is that basically essentially what it's about? And if it is, what is it ultimately that you're saying in the narrative? Is it a negative thing or a positive thing?
Oh, it's completely a positive thing. You know, I think what inspires a lot of Africans and you know, we are all inspired through culture, you know, and through our culture, most of us have been brought up to appreciate, you know, success, celebrate Black excellence, you know, making sure that we celebrate each other.
Yes.
And I think that's part of, I think, what we take a lighter touch, you know, and a humorous touch to Black Tax, which is really to really just explore, you know, the funny side of how, you know, our communities sometimes lean in on someone else's success. And I think that's true. You know, my success is your success.
That's right.
And I think we come from those kind of communities and families in terms of just our culture. And if you look at, you know, youth culture today, I think young people today have a slightly different struggle compared to our times when we were growing up, you know.
Yes.
And I think using, you know, these kind of platforms and this kind of storytelling also helps just to kind of impart a sense of community, a sense of also, you know, a sense of reflecting on our culture and rituals, etc. You know, look at the funny side of life.
Yeah,
you know,
no, absolutely.
I think we're an amazingly humorous, funny continent, and we're amazing, you know, creative, you know, dynamic, colorful space that allows us to really reflect, but also celebrate each other and celebrate the fact that, you know, my neighbor's success is my success.
That's right. So, Monde, as a leader, what are some of the guiding principles that you reference as you guide those around you to fulfill the company's vision?
No, I think as a leader, or as many, many leaders in the space, I think in the modern world, you know, we need to lead with compassion. We need to lead, you know, with an inclusive approach. And I lean in on that. You know, I think my leadership style is one that is inclusive. You know, I lead through experience. You know, I'm a big footballer, for example. And I think, you know, in football, you know, your team. You need to drive projects, you need to drive, you know, efficiencies, performance, all the time, in even in business. And I use some of the learnings I've learned from football. I still use them in the boardroom. I lead teams and I build teams and build chemistry, you know, to enable the business to thrive, you know, in terms of driving a common vision. And most importantly, you know, I live by, you know, the African, you know, old age African, you know, saying that umuntu umuntu ngabantu. And I lead on the basis of making sure that, you know, I surround myself with great mentors, great team and colleagues,
yes,
that are thriving in their own space. And I think that's how kind of the modern world is requiring us to lead. And I must say, I've been blessed with amazing teams and amazing talented and skilled professionals around me that have really enabled myself and the business to continue to thrive and want to achieve, you know, greater results.
Yeah. Just one quick one, Monde, before I let you go. How difficult is it to keep up with the trends and to be able to meet market demands? Because, you know, things are always changing, especially when it comes to entertainment, culture, even consumption of information.
I definitely think that one of the most important ingredients in success is one's ability to lead and pull together, you know, strategies that are relevant and that resonate with audiences. Most importantly, though, you know, strategy needs to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Strategy needs to be nimble. And if you look at just how technology has shifted the space, you know, without talking about multi-territory, multi-platform strategies,
yes,
now where, you know, you produce content that resonates, content that travels across different borders, content that can sit on different platforms, be it digital, online, linear, streaming. I mean, you see the streaming opportunities that we're now seeing more and more streaming platforms, SVOD platforms popping in the market. And it's very, it then means you need to be on trend. You need to be on, you know, on point in,
yeah,
terms of making sure that the products and the shows and everything we produce, from your youth brands all the way to your more adult brands, that that you are really, you know, producing content that people care about.
Hmm.
You know, content that can shift, you know, can create a mind shift, you know, content that can inspire, you know, not only from a educational perspective, but also from an entertainment perspective. You know, especially African audiences, you know, over the years, I've seen real truth in the reality that Africans don't just watch television for entertainment alone.
Mm.
They look to take away some ingredient of exposure, you know, education.
Yes.
You know, the TV screen, your mobile phone, is now access to the world. It's access to information. And we play in the youth space, in the youth culture space, and it's even more aggressive in terms of how trends change. And, you know, we lean in on research. We do research, quantitative research that we do. We've got a panel that we use, which we call Vimination, which is a panel of audiences across our brands, you know, different target markets. And we lean in on research to really keep us on track in terms of the trends.
Hmm.
But also, I think working for brands like MTV, MTV Base, BET, one also needs to make sure that you stay in touch with where your audiences are. you stay in touch with where your trends are, you know, and make sure that your content lives on multiple platforms. And that's very, very important.
That was Monde Twala. He's the Senior Vice President of Viacom CBS Networks Africa.